Welcome to the C3 SYD podcast. Our heart for you is that you would know Jesus, find community, and discover purpose. To find out more about our church, head to our website at c3syd.church. We hope that this message encourages you today.
As we're coming into this new campaign, I'm going to be introducing it. I hope you're ready. We're really excited about this campaign because the title of this campaign is, Am I Doing This Right? Am I doing this right? Have you ever felt maybe confused about that question? Am I doing this right? I remember I used to ride motorbikes. And when I say motorbikes, like dirt bikes. When I say dirt bikes, I mean like peewee, small dirt bikes, nothing big, nothing too drastic. But I remember one time we were out in the bush and we were riding through tracks and having a great time, and my bike stopped working. And it literally just stopped. And I was with my friends, and we all got off the bike because they're great friends, and we're looking at the bike. What's wrong with the bike? You know, I'm trying to work out, am I doing this right? You know, I'm trying to work out, what have I done wrong? Why isn't the bike working? And honestly, we looked at everything. We looked at everything. Look at the carburetor, I think that's what we call it. We looked at the wheels. We looked at all the electronics of the bike. We looked at the brakes. We looked at the accelerator. We were looking at everything. We searched everything, every part of the bike, except for one part of the bike. And that is the part where the petrol goes. What we didn't look at was, is there any petrol? It turned out the bike had run out of petrol. And just we looked at everything. And sometimes it can feel like this in life. You can be looking, it can feel like things aren't quite working. We're looking everywhere to work out what's wrong. Am I doing this right? But I believe God has wisdom for us to know how to live life well. Now, in our previous campaign, The Uninvited Guest, we were talking about navigating suffering, navigating pain. Now, sometimes in life, there is pain or there is suffering. That is the result of our own decisions. And this is where the wisdom of God actually helps us make better decisions. Now, I'm not talking about everything. Some things are out of our control. But when it comes to our decisions, God has wisdom for us. And when it comes to our decisions, prevention is better than cure. Making a decision that prevents things is far better than always needing a cure. You know, look, the blood of Jesus, the work of the cross, Jesus has died and rescued us from the power of sin. That is wonderful. But here's what can happen. We can be Christians. We can be, maybe you're on a journey. Maybe you don't know Jesus. Maybe in your mind, you've got an idea of God and hey, today might be your day. At the end of this service, at the end of this video, the team are going to get back up and they're going to give you an opportunity to say yes to Jesus. That might be for you today, to say a prayer, to put your faith in Christ. But wherever you're at, sometimes we can think that I just need God to rescue me. I need God to rescue me. But that is always going to be a rudimentary level of Christianity. It's not until you actually embrace the wisdom of God so that I'm no longer just dependent on God to rescue me, but now I'm actually living in the ways of Jesus. This is where your life really starts to change. This is where God really starts to get involved. And we're going to spend this month talking about wisdom. James 1 verse 5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. Here's the thing. Listen, faith and wisdom are two sides of the same coin. Faith and wisdom are not at odds. Faith and wisdom are complementary. And so I believe that we need to walk by faith, but we need to combine our faith with wisdom. We actually need faith and wisdom working together. So it's not just faith on its own. It's faith combined with wisdom that actually enables us to walk in the ways of God. Walking in the ways of God is the combination of faith and wisdom. And Jesus, you know, Jesus is the life, right? Come on, you know that. Jesus is the truth, right? He also says that he is the way. I heard Kaylee Karotz recently, she was preaching and she said, you know, we're quite comfortable with Jesus, the truth. We're quite comfortable with Jesus, the life. But we can get uncomfortable with Jesus, the way. I mean, when Jesus starts giving input into how I'm living my life, sometimes we don't like that. Sometimes we don't want God's wisdom, we want our own wisdom. But God has wisdom for us so that we can live a life, honestly, where it's not just based on God rescuing me, but now I'm actually living according to his ways. And when you are living according to his ways because you embrace God's wisdom, you're going to find you're going to make better decisions that will lead to better outcomes. Okay, so over this campaign, week one, we're talking about wise words at work. Good alliteration. Week two, we're going to talk about real relationships, that there is wisdom. God has wisdom for your real relationships. There is the ways of God for our relationships. Week three, we're going to talk about money matters. Money matters. Money does matter. How you steward money is really important, especially if you live in Sydney. You need to know how to steward money well. God has wisdom on how to steward our finances well. Then week four, we're going to talk about healthy habits. God has wisdom for us to live a healthy life and a life that has healthy habits. And so we're going to be spending this campaign talking about wisdom in these areas, relationships, money, habits. And we're going to be based in the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs. And here's a challenge. I would challenge our whole church, everybody, I would challenge you over this next 31 days, so give it a month, I would challenge you to read a proverb, a chapter of Proverbs each day. 31 days, read one chapter of Proverbs every day. I'm going to be doing that over this campaign. And I want to encourage you to do that with us and see what happens when you start to immerse your heart and mind in the wisdom of God. Proverbs is one of the three wisdom literatures in Scripture that gives us wisdom for life. And this wisdom is wonderful because this wisdom is practical. Wisdom is defined as being skillful and successful in one's relationships and responsibilities. So wisdom in the book of Proverbs is described with different terms. Wisdom is described as insight, understanding, discipline, teaching, instruction, knowledge, prudence, and discernment. Proverbs helps us to make wise decisions by discerning the consequences of our choices. Proverbs 3, 13 to 18, it says this, "Blessed is the one who finds wisdom and the one who gets understanding, for the gain from her is better than gain from silver and her profit better than gold. She is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand, in her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who lay hold of her. Those who hold her fast are called blessed." Jesus says this about wisdom in Matthew 11, verse 19. He says, "But wisdom is proved right by her actions." Okay, so biblical wisdom is practical, not theoretical. It's not just in theory. This is practical wisdom. And you know it's wise if it works. It's proven by actions. God's wisdom works. This is the thing. God's wisdom works. And a lot of Christians and a lot of people maybe that are seeking God or curious have this idea that Christianity is about right and wrong. Right and wrong. Or do the right thing because it's the right thing to do. Don't be a bad person, be a good person. Okay, a better question than is this right or wrong? A better question is this wise? Is this wise? Because right and wrong really lands us in a religious ideology around faith. Right and wrong is more about, can I get away with this? But here's the thing. Religion always wants to remove the relational part of our walk with God. It always wants to remove it. It always wants to remove the relational aspect of following Jesus. But following Jesus is about a relationship with God. It's about knowing Him. So when God gives us wisdom, listen to this. Listen, when God gives us wisdom, He gives us wisdom like a father gives their child wisdom. It's not about right or wrong. It's actually about wisdom born out of love. Listen to me, church. It's about wisdom born out of love. Why would I tell my son to stop climbing on everything? I mean, Oakland climbs on everything. He climbs on the couch. He climbs on, up onto the bench. He's a climber. He just loves climbing. But I tell him not to climb. Why? I say, hey, if you remember from our Holy Spirit campaign, I say, hey, don't climb that. The reason, why? Why am I giving him this wisdom? Because I love him. Because I care about him. Because I don't want him to fall. I want him to make wise choices because of care. And this is what God wants for you. He leads us in wisdom because he loves us. My soccer coach used to yell at me from the sideline, Alex, hold your position. I would run around trying to do everything. He would say, hold your position. Why? Why was he giving me instruction? He was giving me instruction because he wanted me to actually get more of the football. He wanted me to actually have more impact on the field. He wanted me to do better. He actually wanted the best for me. So we've got to understand that the wisdom of God is not just about right or wrong. It's about living a better life. It's about living a life born out of love. God wants the best for you. That's why sin is bad, because it actually hurts you. It actually hurts you. God's wisdom is better than the wisdom of this world. Listen to me. We are not here saying that, hey, add God's wisdom to the wisdom of this world. We are declaring confidently and boldly that the wisdom of God is better than the wisdom of the world. It is. And if you want to find out, try it out. If you want to know if God's wisdom is better than the wisdom of this world, try out God's wisdom. Practically apply the wisdom of God to your life and compare it to the wisdom of this world. And I guarantee you, every time you live according to the wisdom of God, it is better. It's not as good. It is better. Why? Things like not having sex before marriage. Okay? Everyone all right? Too real? Come on, too real? Not having sex before marriage. Why would that instruction, why would that wisdom be given to us? It's not about just right or wrong. It's actually better. Saving yourself for marriage is actually better. It's a better way. Why? Because sex is not just an act of the flesh. Sex is an act of the flesh and the soul. And so to have given your soul away so many times that you've lost yourself is not a better way. But to have put a boundary around what is precious. Your soul is precious. Your body is, it's important. And to have saved yourself for the safety of marriage in the area of sex, that's not just about right and wrong. That's about wisdom. That's about a better way. God's ways are better. Amen. Not living a greedy life. Living a life led by greed. Living a life led by generosity, it's not about right and wrong. It's actually better. A life of generosity is better than a life of greed. A life of serving others and being on team in our church and being a part of building the kingdom and not just consuming, but being a giver, being a server. It's not that it's about right or wrong. It's actually better. There is a better way. How you doing? Come on in, Silverwater, how you doing? Oxford Falls, wisdom is better. The wisdom of God is better. So how do you experience the wisdom of God? How do you receive it? It's very simple, but it requires humility. The way to receive God's wisdom is to seek God's wisdom. Everyone say seek. Come on, say seek. Good job. Proverbs 4:5-7 in the NIV says, get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget my words or turn away from them. Do not forsake wisdom and she will protect you. Love her and she will watch over you. The beginning of wisdom is this, get wisdom, though it costs all you have. Get understanding. Of anything to pursue in this life, God's word instructs us, pursue wisdom. Of any wealth to have, to be wealthy in wisdom, and not the wisdom of your own self, but the wisdom of God. To have the wisdom of God is the jackpot. Look, it says in Luke 2:52, Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Even Jesus grew in wisdom. Jesus sought the wisdom of God. He sought, if it's good enough for our Savior, our Lord, our King, our Shepherd, to pursue wisdom, then it's good enough for you and I. And one of the reasons we don't seek God's wisdom is because often we think we don't need it. And when we think we don't need God's wisdom, it's often because we are wise in our own eyes. We are wise in our own eyes. Look what Proverbs 3:5-8 says. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make you straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. Church, let's never be wise in our own eyes. Let's have a need for the wisdom of God. Here's the truth. You need the wisdom of God. But if you're not experiencing the wisdom of God, it might be because you're wise in your own eyes. God gives grace to the humble, but he resists the proud. And here's the key. Here's where we're landing. The key to receiving God's wisdom is to seek God's wisdom. The key to seeking God's wisdom is humility. To be humble. To say, God, I need your wisdom. James 1:5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God. You need to ask God for his wisdom, you need to realize that you lack it. James says, whoever lacks wisdom. So, hey, church, if you lack wisdom, you're in the right place. If you lack the wisdom of God, you're in a good place here. We want God's wisdom for our life, not our own. And it is ultimately grounded in humility. Proverbs 1:7 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. Wisdom begins with this humility that comes under the wisdom of God that says, I need your wisdom, God. So, as we close here on this second camera angle one more time. Hey, I'm going to invite the team up right now. They're going to come and close the service in just a moment. If you need to give your life to Christ, this is your opportunity. But church, over this campaign, I'm believing together that we're going to grow in wisdom, that we're going to make better decisions. When it comes to our decision-making, we're going to apply the wisdom of God to make better decisions that lead to better outcomes. It's not about just right or wrong. It's about God's wisdom born out of love and care that you would live in his ways by combining faith and wisdom together in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to the C3 SYD podcast. To make sure you don't miss out on our next podcast, click subscribe. If you want to find out more about following Jesus, get connected, or find a C3 SYD location near you, head to c3syd.church/connect with us. Don't forget, you can find us on YouTube and Instagram at c3.syd. We look forward to having you back soon.